Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day three of working with our figs recipes brings me to a fig dish that not only tastes really good, but more importantly, has a lot of unique flavor, and it really showcases the fig in a different way. And we always want to remember this. Whenever we're showcasing any item, it doesn't matter if it's on the California Fresh Kitchen or you're just cooking up something for your family or your loved ones, we always want to make sure that figs are at the forefront of everything that we're doing. So this next recipe is a fun recipe, and this is my recipe for a beautiful fresh fig tart. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is we need to make a nice little tart dough. Tart dough is very, very easy to make. It doesn't take a whole lot of precision. It just takes a little bit of patience and a little bit of practice, and you can master this very, very easily. So what we're going to do is in a bowl, I'm going to go ahead and put 1 cup of flour. With that 1 cup of flour, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add to that some brown sugar. Now, I only add the brown sugar because I want this to have a little bit of sweetness, and we don't want to overmass the flavor that we're going to find in the figs. So a little bit of brown sugar is going to go to this as well. Once we put that brown sugar and the flour to it, and the brown sugar is going to be 1 cup of flour to about 3 tablespoons of brown sugar, I'm going to go ahead and add vegetable shortening. And usually with 1 cup, I like to add about 2.5 tablespoons of vegetable shortening. We're going to go ahead and we're going to get the mix until it looks what they call mealy, which is another way of saying like beach sand texture, very soft, but has a little bit of those pieces of coarse flour through it. And the way we do that is just adding in a little bit at a time of our shortening. Using my hand with my glove on, I'm just going to smash that all together and mush it, mush it, mush it, mush it. And you will start to see the texture starting to change. Once the texture starts to change completely, I'm going to go ahead and add to it 1/2 cup of iced water, and we're going to go ahead and mix that together. We're going to add a little more flour just to get it to come back together, and I always do the flour to taste because we don't know how much we're going to use. Everybody has a heavier hand. Once we have that all together, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to roll this out, put it into some tart pans, put it at 425 degrees. And we're going to use butter over this to get a nice shine on it. And we're just going to cut some very fresh figs. We're going to lay them right over the top. A little bit of whipped cream in the middle. Chill for 2 hours or overnight and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.